get into the actual numbers, and I'd love to sit down with you and pick apart that report, but there's simply no basis in those numbers, and I think that there's, in fact, a reasonable ecological argument that says you're going to save money, and there's some literature that suggests that as well, if you move to a do-nothing approach.
Mr. Montgomery, having sat through the conversation, and I'm sure being aware of some of the trends in other cities where these bylaws have moved ahead. Are you still in the lawn care business?
I'm a consultant now, yeah.
Okay. How have those businesses in other jurisdictions, do you have any knowledge, have they adjusted to the new restrictions put on in those
municipalities? Sure, yeah. The business will go on, but I can tell you right now, a lot of the proponents of the ban in Ontario will tell you that business picked up because they're replacing the lawns. It's more expensive than actually treating them properly with federally regulated products. So there was a spike in landscape replacement. If you look at the numbers through Landscape Ontario, it's clear it's in construction, not the jobs that were lost.
Okay.
I don't know if the council's familiar, but there is a class action lawsuit going on in Ontario for $400 million through the lawn care sector. And now they're targeting municipal councillors, too. So I think we should look into that, too.
Well, there's frivolous lawsuits all over the place. So if you want to send me the information on it, that would be
intriguing.
But okay.